Today's daf is Gittin Daf Pei, and we are on Ayin Testament Beis by the Mishnah. We're about to start Kasav L'Shem Malchus, just one ha'ara, short ha'ara from yesterday, and that is, just there is a discussion in the Rishonim, without going into the details, about why Get Yashan is not a problem of Mukdam. Right, we mentioned earlier that writing a get before it's being given is that that's going to be an issue. Right, we mentioned that because there are lekuchos that are there's going to be mishubadim before the time, and that's what we mentioned in the Mishnah back on Dav Yud Zayin, that a get muktam is going to be a problem. So the Rishonim here deal with why isn't it a problem. The Rashba deals with why isn't it a problem. The Meiri deals with it. When exactly was the break? When was the date written? The day of the writing? The day of the signing? How exactly Get Yashan works? They work out those details to try to explain how it's not a problem of Muktam. Just be aware of that issue that is discussed. Okay, so says the Mishnah, Kasav l'shomalchus sheina hogenes. As we know, there is a date written in the shtar. So Kasav, what happens if the date that's written is not according to the normal date that we write? We'll see where we write, Bez Hashem Bizman Hazeh, but in the days of old, we'll see that it was written to the local government. What happens if it was written to the Roman government, which is called in the Gemara, Malchus She'ena Hogenes? So how exactly, so therefore, it's an inappropriate dating of the shtar. Or L'shom Malchus Madeh L'shom Malchus Yavan, or Madeh and Yavan, who do not exist anymore, it was earlier. Right, because this was Paras, Lavinian Abayas, Lachorban Abayas. It was written to the days of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. This is how many years since the Beis HaMikdash was built. This is how many years since the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Any of those. So those are all inappropriate writings. You look at the first Rashi on the Mishnah. What does it mean? Malchus Sheina Hogenes. Mishahaya Bebavel. Vekasav Vishnas Kach Vekach Lamalchus Acheres. Right, you didn't write the Malchus that you're in, you wrote a different Malchus, and we'll have to see why it's called She'ena Hogenes. So if you write any of these, which are inappropriate dates, or Haya b'Mizrach v'kasa b'Mayrav, b'Mayrav v'kasa b'Mizrach, he wrote the wrong place, Teitze Mizeh u'Mizeh, sounds like a Yavamis type of halacha, and if she used this get and married someone else, so then she must get divorced from both of them. The first one, because she's not really divorced yet, so she really needs, Pasha says she needs a real divorce from the first one, and the second one, because she was never married to that one, because the get was not good. Teitzi mizeh mizeh, v'sricha get mizeh mizeh. She needs a new get from both. One daraisa, one darabanan. So people don't think that you can leave a marriage without a get. That is the halacha. We'll get to the other ramifications, Bez Hashem, soon. So again, Bizman Hazeh, we don't do any of this. We'll see in the Gemara what the Ikra Din was then. But Bizman Hazeh, if you look in Tosfos turning the page for a minute, on Pei Amebeis, on our daf on Amebeis, Tosfos says, the big long Tosfos, about the 12th line down or so, first word on the line, Uma Sha'anu Kosvin Lebrias Olam, right, we write for the year, right, 5776, whatever it is, we write the Brias Olam Mishum Tahash Talekab Shalom Malchus Bekach. We'll see the Gemara has the date of the Malchus related to the Malchus because of the Eva Shalom Malchus. They'll be happy that we write the dates of their Malchus in the Shtar, but now that doesn't apply, Stefan, we don't write that. Sha'afilo of Dikal Chavim Einamonim Lashos Malachim. Even though the Chavim don't write according to their Malachim, this is the fourth year, the 18th year of the monarch. Right? They don't write that. Nobody uses that today. Right? Everybody uses the minion Labrias Olam, what we use, or they use according to their own writing counting system. Abba b'mei Chachamim, how you regil and limnos l'shos Malachim. In the days of the Chachamim, they used to do this. Kedamrina beget pashit min haga shalom mazu malach shana monon lo shtayim shaykosin came b'shtar vasein l'chvara malach lomar malach harbe. For Rav Yosef Pirish, d'achshav ena malchus makpedes, where the malchus is not makpid, and therefore we don't write it l'shem malachim. So that's Bizman Hazeh what we do. So what happens if somebody writes the English date in the shtar? Right, that is not what should be done. What if somebody writes the English dates? So English dates in general, if you look at the Piskei Tshuvotes on the Mishnah Berurah, the end of Chelek Beis, in the Siman where the Magen Avraham quotes all of the Lamaisa, it's a big long Magen Avraham about Lamaisa, Derech Eretz, Halachas, and I think it's Kuf Nun Vav or so around there. So that's where the Piskei Tshuvotes quotes all the different poskim about writing the English years. Right? Is it appropriate? Some poskim only write the last two numbers. They would write 16, not 2016. Others say no, it doesn't have really meaning anymore. It's just a way of writing, but one doesn't have to be makpid. It's not recognizing a different religion by writing the full year. But either way, that's That's also a different way of writing, but we have, obviously, we go by Brias, we go by Brias HaOlam, right? And that's what the Rambam also writes in Hilchas Gerushin, Perek Aleph Halacha Chav Zayin. The Rambam writes, what do we do, Bizman Hazer? Tiknu Shiyumonim Begitin Lamalchus Oso Azman Mishum Shalom Malchus, as we'll see in the Gemara. They were misakein that you write in the get to the date of the monarch, which is how, if you read Tanakh, that's how Tanakh was always described. He became the king in the 18th year of this. This happened in the 14th year of this. The Churban happened in the... That's how it was for many years, right? Throughout Tanakh and throughout the, obviously, the Mishnah. But things changed after that, when maybe when we stopped having malachim and monarchs in that way. The Rambam says, "Im derech anshi oso makom limnos bo." If everybody uses that dating system, hareza kasher. Vim ein dark and limnos bo hareza pasul. And then the Rambam adds, "The kfar nagel kol Yisrael limnos begitin oli yitzira briyasa olam." And he adds, "Oh lamalchus Alexandrus mokdon shehumin yinstaris." Or to Alexander. Questions, Alexander's voucher, is that Alexander the Great? Is that someone else? Discussion. But either way, it has to be one of the accepted ways of writing. If you write it based on the Malchus of that country and everybody accepts that country, it's not a government of pirates, it's a government that's accepted by the people, so then that would also work. So that's the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchas Gerushin. So the Mishnah continues. That if someone writes l'malchus shena hogenes, any of these inappropriate malchus, then teisim mizeh mizeh, v'tzricha get mizeh mizeh, and a get is required from both. The ein law, and this woman who married with the inappropriate get, and we're assuming she knew it was an inappropriate get and she married anyway. That's what we're assuming. The ein law, and therefore she loses, we're koneser, that she loses all of these halachas, as well as he. Lo ksuba, she doesn't get a ksuba from either of the husbands. Velo peros, and the halacha of peros, right, that Chazal were misakin peros tachas perkona, Rashi says, that he gets to eat the peros of her nichsei milug, right, that doesn't apply because it's not a marriage. Velo mizonos, he doesn't have to support her. Velo belaos, the worn out clothing he gets to wear that she gets to take back. All these halachas, lo alzeh, velo alzeh. Again, Rashi's lashon is a lashon of a knas, and others say that here in the Ksav Yad, the Ritva in the Ksav Yad says, well, a lot of these halachas flow from the Ksuba. The Ksuba is shalote kalabain of lahotzia, and here we don't care about that aspect. So that's where there's no Ksuba. Remember, that's what Chazal, what Doraisa Drabanan, discussion about Ksuba, but let's assume that Ksuba has an element, at least, of Durabanan, explains the Ritva in the Ksav Yad, the time of my Takin Rabbanan Ksuba, Shalote Kalabainav, Hacha, Take Kalabainav Lotzia, to Anan Mafkinan, Lami Travayu. Right, we are being to be Motzi, and that's why there would be no Ksuba, and all of the Tznai Ksuba also would fall away. Even if you say Ksuba is Daraisa, right, the Machlokas and Ksuba is Tafyud, whether it's Daraisa or Durabanan, there could be certain elements also of a Ksuba being part of a marriage. And at this stage where the marriage is breaking, or we want the marriage to be broken, then also the Ksuba wouldn't apply, Chazal of the power, again, either based on Hefker, Bezen Hefker, or based on Afkinu Rabbanan Kedushin Minei, which is the language used by some. So all of those, they can knock out the chiyuvim of the ksuba. So there's no ksuba, there's no peres, there's no mazonos, there's no blos. Laws ever laws ever. Vim natzla, mizeo mizeh, and if she took, tachzir, then she has to return it. Vahavlad mamzer, mizeo mizeh. And the vlad is a mamzer. Which one is a mamzer? Which is a mamzer d'araisa, which is a mamzer d'rabanan? So that's a discussion in opposite directions of the Rishonim. Rashi seems to say that if she would go back to the first husband without doing anything, that would be a mamzer midrabanan. Rashi on the second wide line. Vavlad mamzer mizeh mizeh. Im echzira harishon. Vayolda lo ben avi mamzer midrabanan. Why? Because really she's still married to that first one. She's still married. She never got divorced. So the second one, if she had a child with a second man, so that's a mamzer daraisa. She's a married woman who had a child. But if she goes back to the first one afterwards, so that is a mamzer midrabanan. Why? Because let's say it is considered actually a iser sota. Let's say is it called a znus, and therefore she's asur to her first husband, even if she is. So there's still no mamzeris. Not like Rabbi Akiva, who would say there's mamzeris mechayv ilavin. So that is Rashi's understanding that the second one is Mamzer Midaraisa, and the first one would be Mamzer Midrabban. If you look at Tosfos, Tosfos says the opposite. Tosfos in the bottom, Tosfos. V'sricha get mizeh mizeh. Pierce Bekuntris. Ava b'she kiddushi asheri lo avi kiddushin. Kid the mefarish b'yavamis. Gzeira shem yomer. Girish rishon. Get gamur. V'nasa sheni. V'nimtzei zeish yudis. Yosef alo get. Said that's Rashi, that the first, the second marriage is really not a marriage, because the get wasn't a good get. The Eino Nirel Rav Yosef, the Hasam Vadai Hi Eishes Rishon Eino Mekudeshes L'Sheni. Over there, you have that type of case. Aval Hacha Minatora Tzricha Get Misheni. Shari Get Gomer Haya Oso Shigirish Bar Rishon. Vein Apostle Yimir Abana. No, it's a, what, the, you didn't write the get properly, but the whole, you didn't write the Zman properly, but the date is all a Rabbanan requirement. So really, Midaraisa, this is a good get, says Tosfos. So really, she is divorced from the first one. It was just not done in the way that Chazal told you to do it. So really, the second one is the one that she's really married to. So the first one would be a mamzer, not the second one. Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which direction does one go in? This obviously relates to the issue of Durabanan's affecting Daraisas. Once the Rabbanan told me to do the Gerushin in a specific way, if it's not done in that way, is it divorce Midaraisa by just Midrabanan? There's a problem, or it's not even divorce on a Durabanan level. That seems to be the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, and this comes up in many different areas of halacha, and one does not have to say that it follows the same rule in all areas of halacha. Sometimes the Rabbanan knocked out the level of Daraisa, and it doesn't exist anymore. Sometimes they kept the level of Daraisa. The Machlokas Tosfos in the round at the beginning of Sukkah, on Daf Gimel, where one has a Sukkah that is Pasul Midrabbanan, Sukkah that is only big enough for one's body, but not for one's table, or maybe it is big enough, you just keep one's table outside. Machlokas Beishamai Beisilel, the Mishnah later on in Sukkah Chav Ches, that's quoted in the beginning of the Masechta. So the language used in the Mishnah is, if you use this Sukkah, lo kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha. If you use this Sukkah, you've never been mekayim the mitzvah of Sukkah. That's the language of the Mishnah. And the Rishonim discuss, is that literal? It's only a Sukkah that's possible midrabanan. Midaraisa is big enough. Midrabanan, Chazal don't want you leaning out of your sukkah. Don't put your table outside your sukkah, so that's why they asserted it. That's the machlokas. Tosfos there in Daf Gimel says, literally, if you use that sukkah, you would not yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. While the Ran says, no, doesn't mean it. No, lo mitzvah sukkah karaui. You didn't do it the best way. Again, machlokas, whether there's a daraisa left over, if there is still a drabanan. Or, one other example, what about any of the mitzvahs of dibur, benching? Chazal told us how to bench. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah what words to say. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote one bracha, and Yeshua ben Nun, and David and Shlomo. What if I bench in a different way? Now we discussed this a few months ago, relating to a question of the Chashuk Echemet. Chashuk Echemet discusses that there was a girl that was becoming frum, and when she was home, her parents were very anti, and they didn't like her doing any type of religious activity. But she wanted a bench. So she can't bench. Her parents are going to get mad. They'll throw her out. So she says, oh, I have a great idea. I'll bench in the bathroom. Is she allowed to bench in the bathroom? So, gets into the issue, do our bathrooms, Bizban Hazeh, have the status of bathrooms, for certain halachas, yeah, for certain halachas, no. So can she say, so, in the Chashuk Echemet discussed, maybe she could at least bench in the Doraisa way. Brich, Rachmana, the language used in Maseches Brachos, without saying Hashem's name. That's assuming that there's a Doraisa level left, or maybe Bishas HaTchak, Chazal would allow it. So again, that's another area. Once the Rabbanan told me how to fulfill a mitzvah, is the Doraisa level wiped out? So here too, you have that issue, discussion, Rashi and Tosfos. Once we're talking about the Chashuk Echemet, let's open it up and see what he has to say about our Mishnah. So he has the following case here, She'ela, following story. Chasen v'kala sh'amdu l'schatein. So as he has said, his stories are, every detail is some of the details are covered up from some of the stories, but they're based on a true story. Based on a true story, some of the details might have been switched. So here's the story that he quotes here. Sheila chasen v'kala sh'amdu l'schatein. Yashav sham ba'ulam shalachasna. It's a marriage, wonderful. Chasen v'kala. And all of a sudden, the great-grandparents start talking to each other. The Zeda, the grandfather, the Saba Rabba of the chasen, and the Safta Rabba of the kala. Can't make these stories up. V'zachachu b'neim, v'sipro tamarot, they're talking about their lives, they're talking about the war, mitoch ha-dvarim nizbarer, sheshnei migil me'oso ir, And it came out that both of this elderly man, this elderly woman, came from the same city, and they came from the same machane maves, Odis Barasham, they were in the same camp, and it comes out, they looked at their numbers, they both had numbers on their arms, Rachman al-Islan, Shemi Gil, machane maves, Boto Yom. His chili kanis lepratim dakim yoser, and it's nisbarer lohem, that they were husband and wife before the Shoah. The kalechan mehem nitzal mitokif shana ish mederek nes, ha'isha isa betucha bizmano shebala nispa, ula isha yabar she'isha nisrafa ba'ish. Right, they thought that the other one was killed. Ukavar mispar shanim kibla isha heter aguna lehinase, va'ish gam hu kibel heter lases isha, ka'eis rachmano lestan niskaleha ason, shakala v'kol b'nei mishpachas ha'eim mamzerim. Right, the entire family at the wedding. Va'achlo hayu eitim, but there are no eitim. It's just her words. Do you trust this couple? Do you trust these words? That's the shaila that was brought to Rav Zilberstein. So sha'alti she'ela zu es mori chami morenu Rav Yosef Shalom al-Yashiv, shlita, zatzal. So it sounded like this was the shaila. He asked Rav's father, you gotta go to the big guns for this one. The Amar Li. So he says, it depends. Do the children trust the grandmother? Or they think she's a little senile by this time. She's not really thinking and focusing properly. If they don't trust her, or if they do trust her, make all the difference in the world. Then you got to trust her. Even though there are no eidim, based on a Gemara in Kiddushin, where Shmuel says, but if they don't believe her, they think she might be a little muvul beles, so then mutal chadchila to get married. Because there's no eidim, you can't say a case to be mechayiv others. And then Sha'alti is Mori Chami. I says, what about if there are grandchildren? Shahayiladim aminim l'safta. Hamani yicholim lashpi aleim lo lahamin beglach cheskas kashru shalahem. What if they do believe? Could we try to convince them not to believe her? Is that like going against halacha? This has never been known beforehand. They have a cheskas kashrus, and all of a sudden this great grandmother says that. Maybe we should try to convince them not to believe her. Maybe she's very old, and there are cases he goes to Chasam Sofer like this. So Rabbi Yashiv says, I'm not so sure. If they really know that she's totally with it, and she has rayas, and she has simanim, she really believes that way, then it could be that the whole chazaka, cheskas kashas, would be batel. Then he says, what happens if the children believe, but the grandchildren don't believe? Right, so it's serious, serious shiloh. Anyway, this is all about teitzei mizeh mizeh, talking about these types of cases. It has been pointed out that Rav Moshe's landmark tshuva about heter agunos after the war, Rav Moshe had certain tshuvas that changed the world, right? Five or six tshuvas that changed the entire world, based on Rav Moshe's tshuvas. Rav Shlomo Zalman also had tshuvas that changed the world, right? Rav Shlomo Zalman's yard site was this week. But the tshuva of Rav Moshe allowing all of the people to get remarried after the war, it's been pointed out that not one of them was Rav Moshe wrong. Not one of the ones that he matired did it lead to a problem. Siyata d'shmaya of Rav Moshe. Okay, so that is the chashuki chemed of the day, and now we continue. It should be la halacha v'lo l'maisa. Okay, here we go. Says the Gemara towards the bottom, says the Mishnah, towards the bottom of the Amud. So in this case, Bavlan Mamzer Mizeh Mizeh, we mentioned Rashi Tosis, which direction, what's the Daraisa, what's the Darabanan? Velo Zev Zeh Metamin La. And the husband is not Metame for her if he is a Kohen, and a Kohen has to be Metame for his seven relatives, not just a Rishus, but a Chova, but this is a Suffolk relative, and therefore, it is not done. The Rashi says if they're Kohanim, the Kesav Yad of the Ritva says, even if they're Yisrael, it's talking about Chiv. Talking about Chiv. Lo zev zem etamin la. Sometimes you read a Mishnah, and if we don't think about it to the depths of it, we won't notice or think of obvious questions. One second. Lo zev zem etamin la, that means, let's say according to Rashi, they're both Kohanim. Had she married the second one? Right? If the first one was a grusha, or at least a Suffolk grusha, so how'd she marry the, what, she married the second one? Be'isser we're talking about? We're talking about a Russia, a Kohen who married a grusha? Esther Marsha, simple question. What does it mean? Lo v'zeh v'zeh metamin law, if they are both, if they are both Kohanim. So the Marshal says maybe the first one was a Kohen, the second one was a Nazir, right, who would have a problem with Tumah, but wouldn't have a problem with marrying. That's the Marshal's suggestion. Rabbi Kivegar Mishnayos also talks about trying to figure out this conundrum about how could you have a Kohen as the second one, but we'll go with the Marshal's answer. The second one's a Nazir, who also has a problem with Tumah, but does not have a problem with marriage. Continuing, v'lo ze v'ze zaka'in, also the zechuyos of a marriage do not apply. Lo b'mitziyasa, v'lo b'masiyadeha, v'lo b'afarasidareha. Her mitziya, her ma'asiyadayim, hafarasidarim. Right, this marriage is torpedoed by Chazal. We want it to end, and therefore all the responsibilities and the obligations of marriage do not exist. As we discussed at length in Perek Ha'isha Rabbah in Maseches Yevamos, where you have a lot of these examples, where a woman thinks that her husband died, she got remarried, and then it ended up that her first husband came. So similar lashonos are used there. Haisa bas Yisrael nifselas min hakahuna. If she is a bas Yisrael, then she is nifselas min hakahuna, because halachically, as Rashi says, she has the halachic status of a zona. Right, a zona doesn't only mean a zona, how a zona is used colloquially, but a zona halachically is nivala lapasola. Rashi says tam zona he ani aches ish mezanatakas bailolacherim, and therefore, like that's Rashi l'shitaso, that she's still married to the first one, and therefore she becomes a zona because of the second, the beer with the second man. So Haizah Bas Yisrael Nifselas Min HaKahuna, and Bas Levi Min HaMaiser, if she's a Bas Levi, she can no longer go back to her father's house to eat Maiser Rishon. Bas Koy Min HaTruma, she is also Nifselas from eating Truma, if she goes back. The Ein Yarshin Shels, okay, let's continue first. Vein Yarshin Shels Zev, Yarshin Shels Zev, Yarshin Ksubasa. And the Yarshin of each one, do not get her Ksuba. One second, don't get her Ksuba, she doesn't have a Ksuba. Right, we just said before, she doesn't have a ksuba. So this is talking about one of the tzrai ksuba, what we call ksubas banan dichrin. And that is the money of the children from the first marriage. So we know if a woman goes into a marriage bringing in a lot, the father-in-law, and she has children already from a first marriage that she's getting married a second time, the father-in-law does not want to give such a big dowry because he's worried that maybe his daughter is going to die before his new son-in-law, and then all of this stuff is going to go to his new son-in-law, but not to his own grandchildren. So therefore, we have ksubas banan dichrin, which is the rule that the ksuba, everything going in, should go to her sons from the first marriage. So again, that's a tznai ksuba, ksubas banan dichrin, in order to allow people to give a lot of dowry even to the second marriage. So that halacha doesn't apply. The yarshin zev, yarshin zev, yarshin ksubasa, because again, that is a tznai ksuba. V'imesu, finishing up this section of the Mishnah, and if one of them dies, achav shel zev, achav shel zev, chotzin v'lo miyamin. No yibo, because it wasn't a full marriage, but chalitza needs to be done, because there is some type of zika, and therefore, it has to be broken before she marries out anyone else. Period. 2 points. And that's the first half of the Mishnah. Those are, we might call it, derabanan problems with the date. We'll get to more serious problems, as we'll see soon. But two discussions that come up. Number one is the Meshachachma. It talks about here that the Bas Levi, Minamaiser, Bas Koy, Minatruma, this is talking about on a Durabana level. On a Durabana level, if there was not a proper gate. On a Daraisa level, the Gemara in Bechoras, Daf Mem Zayin, says that there's a difference in halacha when a Bas Levi or a Bas Kohen is Nival Alapasola, Mamish. Nival Alapasola. So the Gemara says, in Bechoras Mem Zayin, Levia Shiniv Elas Beilas Nus, Nosin Laman Amaiser Vaochelas. A Bas Levi, who is Nivalas Beilas Nus, she could still eat Maiser Rishon. Kohenes, a Bas Kohen, Kivan Shinivala Havala Kizara. If she's Nivala Lapasola, she becomes like Yisraelis. And the Achronim wonder, wow, a Levia and a Kohenes? Why, if a Levia is Nivala Lapasola, she still is able to eat Maiser Rishon, while a Kohenes cannot eat Truma? So you might say, Pashtus, because a Maiser Rishon doesn't even have Kedusha. A Yisrael can eat Maiser Rishon, Maker Adin. He has a mitzvah to give it to the Levi. But let's say he doesn't give it to the Levi, so he has to take off the Trumas Maiser, but the rest of the Maiser Rishon he's allowed to eat. He's just stealing from the Levi. And that's why in the days of Ezra fined all the Levium for not coming back to buy his Sheni, and he said, you don't have to give my Sereshin anymore. Right? It's a Mosebech Haver, Alav Araya. He couldn't do that by the Truma. So you might say that It has to do with the kedusha of the item. But the Meshech Chachma, in a piece that we've mentioned in the past, in a gorgeous piece on the pasuk Ad Yavram Cha Hashem, Ad Yavram Zukanisa in Beshalach, he says sometimes the greater they are, the harder they fall. Right? A Kohenes has higher kedusha, so when there's a problem with the Kohenes, she falls down even more. The more fragile something is in halacha, the greater the falling could be. A larger balloon makes a louder sound when it's popped than a smaller balloon, because it's so big. So a Kohenes could become a Zara even though a Leviya would not. And he uses this to explain the Rambam. The Rambam that talks that in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, where the Rambam discusses Kitcha Rishona, Kitcha L'Shaita, V'lo Kitcha L'Aselavo, and Kitcha the second Kedusha was Kitchel Aselavo, the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the Kedusha of the Shekhinah that stays forever. Once Hashem rested His presence there by Shlomo HaMelech's time, so that Kedusha stays forever. But the Kedusha of the rest of Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishona was Batel. Why? Because we got into the Kedusha by conquering. So once we were conquered, the Kedusha was lost. But the second Kedusha was through Chazaka, with settlement. It was really conquering and settlement. And that Kedusha always stays. Ask everyone. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. Ask the Tosfos Yontif. Why? Once we were unsettled, just like when we were unconquered, we were unsettled, so it should be lost. So all the Achronim have their suggestions. The Kesef Mishnah just leaves it at Zarachian. Everybody has their suggestions. But most of the suggestions are explaining how the second Kedusha is somehow stronger. And that's why it stayed. Says the Meshech Chachma exactly the opposite. The first Kedusha was with the Aron and with Yoshua, and unbelievable! It was even higher level, but it's based on this Gemara in Bechoras Mem Zayin. The greater it is, the harder it falls, and therefore it's going to be lost over time. Nimsa, the Kibish Eretz Yisrael Haya de Ha'aron, Kei Beis HaMikdash Haya de Gilu Shechina, V'lachein Kichato Yisrael Paka Kedushasam Legamrei, V'ari Ki'ilu Lo Nichbishu, Aval Ba'yisheni Shelo Haya Kibish Haya de Aron, Shelo Haya Aron, U'Beis HaMikdash Lo Haya Shechina, right, the five things that were missing, the end of the first parak of Yuma. Im Kein, Lo Havi Akdusha Brumala Ad Kitivka Me'ashimamon V'achurban, V'lachein Adayin Hein B'Kedushasam Kayamin, V'avi Kelevia Shenevela Lo Be'ilas Nus, V'lonifka Kedushas Leviya. Okay, so that is the Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni, the Meshech Chachma's comment on a Doraisa difference between a Leviya, Bas Levi, and a Bas Kohen. The other point to mention about Ksubas Banan Dichrin, getting back to our Mishnah, is Bizman Hazeh. We don't write Ksubas Banan Dichrin as Bizman Hazeh. That's really 2 days in the rush in Meseches Ksubas. Right? The reason does not apply anymore. Because we don't have the reason of a husband giving a lot of dowry to the daughter. So this is really a machlokas gaonim, the rushing subis in Perek Dalet. Rav Matisyo Gaon Haya Omer Shein Donik Subis Banadikram Bizman Hazeh Kivan Shein Atam Ela Kadesh Yikbos Adam Vitian Labito Kibino Vyakshav Nagulitin Yosef Yoser. Reason doesn't apply anymore. That's what Rav Matisyo says, and other gaonim argue. So that goes to the other major issue that we like to talk about. Just because the reason doesn't apply anymore, why would it be wiped out? We know many halachas. Afa bishabat la'atam lo'batol hadin. Taking medicine on Shabbos. You might say yantiv sheni. Right, various halachas. So, number one, we always quote the Grah. The Grah says, no, even for every din d'rabbanan, there could be 100 reasons. We know one of them. And we don't think that one reason applies. There could be 99 other reasons. So that's why we can't be mevatel dinim. The question is, though, that sometimes we are mevatel dinim. Right, mayim gluyim. Right, the Shulchan Aruch says, you don't have to worry about Mayim Gluyim anymore, because we don't have any snakes. Or this halacha, Ksubas Banan Dichrin. So, Rav Schechter likes to quote the Koheles Yaakov, the commentary of the Mishkas Yaakov and Maseches Beitza, who says, well, it depends. Sometimes the Rabbanan put the reason, formulated the reason, into the Gzeira itself. And if they formulated the reason into the Gzeira itself, so then, once the reason does not apply anymore, then the reason doesn't apply anymore. Most of the time they didn't. Most of the time they formulated the din without putting the reason inside. Why sometimes would they, sometimes wouldn't they? So explains the Koheles Yaakov, when the din d'rabbanan was going against the din d'oraisa, being mevatel din d'oraisa, then they had to put the reason in. Because it's counter pressure. And that's why, once the reason doesn't apply anymore, it kicks back in. So for example, the Ksubas Banan Dichrin is going against Yerusha Daraisa. It's going against the regular laws of Yerusha. So that's why the reason has to be formulated like that, and once the reason doesn't apply anymore, Mayim Gluyim, that could, Tosfos already says that was different. That was different because even in the days of the Talmud, it was only Asered where there were snakes around. So that's not, it's not even the batal atam. Even then, if you'd be in a place in a locale without snakes, you wouldn't have the halacha of mayim gluyim. But all this, you have to go through all of the examples of this halacha. A kohen duchening, even if he has a broken arm, if he has movement on his hands, right? So what happened? Now all kohanim do it. Why? Because he put a talus over the hands, and that halacha was mevatel the mitzvah of nesias kapayim. But once we have the reason doesn't apply anymore, so then kohanim would be able to duchen even in that case if nobody would notice. And many other examples, but that's about ksubas ban and dichrin. Okay, we've only done four lines today. Says the Gemara, Shina Shmo Vishma. So next part of the Mishnah, what happens if they make a mistake about the names in the get? Now we're getting more serious. Shina Shmo Vishma. The names are different. Shem Iro Vishem Ira, or the name of this his city, her city. Teitze Mizeo Mizeh V'chol Adrachim O'Elu Ba. Again, same thing. Teitze Mizeo Mizeh. Sounds like, though, that it might be a little more serious, because it's not just a date, but it's forgetting the names. Tosfos points out, in the second Tosfos, Amar Reb Yitzchak, Hainu Dafka Ir Shedarin Ba. You have to be careful about the city they live. Aval Ir Shenolad Ba, Afilu Shina Kasher. If you make a mistake in the city where they were born, that's okay. Kivin Shezor Lakoso Kla. You don't even have to write that. Shakadmonim Shirgila Lakosvo. Some people used to write that. This person who was born in such and such a city, that's not enough to be so mocked for, says the Rabbi Yitzchak. But it's the city where they live in now. That's what you have to be careful with. Then Tosfos later on also discusses Rabbeinu Tam quotes, Rabbeinu Tam may be Raya Shein Shtar Nifsal, Kishenishtanabo Dover Shein Sarich. If Rabbeinu Tam says in the middle of the Tosfos, if there's a mistake in something that you don't need, so then it wouldn't pass the shtar, and he continues with different types of mistakes. Okay, let's continue. Says the Mishnah, Kol arayos she'amrut sarasein mutaros. All arayos that we say sarasein mutaros. Thinking back to the first Mishnah Yevamos. Remember, there are two wives. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven's married to a couple of wives, including Shimon's daughter. So when Shimon dies, there is no Zika at all, because Shimon's daughter is an erva, and therefore she is pater, but that's the concept of Tsaras Erva, first Mishnah in Yevamos. There is no Zika. Tsarasein mutaros. So what happens in that case? Holchu atzaros. What is this doing here? Because it's similar to a mistaken remarriage. Holchu atzaros elu v'nisu. The tzaros go and get married again. V'nimsu elu islandis. And it comes out that the original erva turned out to be an islandis. So her marriage wasn't really a marriage. So therefore, these other women should have done yibam or chalitza. But now they've gotten remarried. Teitzim mizeo mizeh v'chol adrachama elu bo. Right? Well, same thing. She has to get divorced. Why? Rashi says, maybe this is according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Yish Mamzer Mechayv Elavin, and therefore he takes Chayv Elavin more serious, the Isra of Yevam Alashuk. Or one might say, maybe these people should have waited to make sure that she gets Simanim. Right, Islandess doesn't have Simanim yet, so maybe they should have waited before she got married to get Simanim, period. Hakone says, Yevimto V'holchat Sarasa V'nisis La'acher. What about the opposite? It's not that there was a Tsaras Erva, and therefore nothing was done. What if one of the wives did Yibam? And then it comes out again. Islandis, the one who did Yibam. So we'll have to come back to those cases. Continues the Gemara. Kasav sofer get leish v'shover leisha. Sofer writes a get for a man to give to his wife, and a shover to the wife to give to the husband after he pays the ksuba. A shover is a receipt. Vita, and the sofer made a mistake. V'nasad get le'isha v'shover le'ish. He flipped them. V'nasu zel azeh. He gave the get to the wife, and then the shover to the husband, and they gave it, pasha, without reading it. Right, else would they have made the mistake? U'lachar zman, I get yosi b'yada ish v'shover b'yada isha. And it comes out that the woman was never divorced. Rachman al-Islan, right? She never got the get. So Teitzim Mizeh Mizeh V'chol Adrachama Ilubah. Same thing in this case. The Rishonim, if you're a Merah back in the first parak, discuss. You have to read the get. What are you talking about? You have to read it once. You have to read it twice. How is this possible? How is it possible? Don't you have to read the get? We discussed this earlier. So maybe you could say they read it right beforehand, but then the sofer got mixed up. They read it right before. Oh, this is the get. Oh, this. They rolled it up, and then the scrolls got mixed up. After it was rolled up, they did read it. The problem is they should have read it afterwards too. Should have read it afterwards, after they got the get. And that's what, if you remember, we had back in the first parak, we had the different minhagim about when you have to read the get. We had daf hey and daf vav, all the different Bali Tosfos there discussed the halacha of reading the get. We had on daf hey. We'll have to come back to that. Okay, continue. Rebbe Lezer Omer. Im Rebbe Lezer says, wait a minute, it depends. It depends. Here we have it also, Yutasma Beis. That's what the Tosas I was looking for. The bottom of Yutasma Beis, Vahe Rogil Ri Likros Kodem Anasina Ula Achar Hanasina. Umi Apshita Di Lo Kara Kodem Anasina Vakar Lachar Hanasina the Rapashu Demugureshus. But reading it afterwards is crucial. Like here, like this case. But Rebbe Lezer has a limit. Rebbe Lezer says they can't come 20 years later and mess each other up. Imla Alter Yatsa Ein Zeget. If it was right away, we'll have to see what La Alter means. So then, it's not a get, because you see, it wasn't done, the Gerushin. Im La Achar's Man Yatza, but if it was way later, if it was much later, so then, Harei Zeget, Lo Kol Emenu Min Arishon La Abeis, Chutz HaShol Sheni. Right, no, they might say it was a divorce and it fell out. Right, Rashi says, Lo Kol Emenu, Ein HaKol Kidvarav, La Ha'amino La Abeis, Chutz HaShol Sheni, Shenasa. Right, maybe if this woman married another husband, so then, you know, we can't, maybe the wife of the original husband is doing its funny business and kanunya, and therefore we, says Rebbe Lezer, do not trust them if they come later. Period. Okay, a lot of different halachas in this Mishnah, and now let us get into the Gemara that discusses these b'shtayis. My malchus sheina hogenes, malchus haromiyim. Malchus sheina hogenes means the Roman government. V'may kari la malchus sheina hogenes. Why? Why is it called that then? Mishum de'en lahem lo ksav lo lashon. First day, because they don't have any language or ksav or writing from their own. It's all a compilation from others. So that's why eina hogenes. It's not native. It's not a creation on their own. Amar Ula Mibremata Kinu Malchus Begitin. Why, yes, Ula, do you have to write any Malchus again anyway? Mishum Shalom Malchus. What Shalom Malchus? Rashi, last couple of skinny lines. Sheyehelanu Shalom Imahem. Sheyomru Chashuvimanu Beinayem. Shekosin Shtaroseyem Bishmeinu. They'll know, right? We're very chashuv in their eyes. Again, it's an important document. And their maskeras, oh, very nice. We give them chashivas. Tosis and Dibur Maschel Mipnei. Notes that maybe it's only by Gittin, not by other shtaros. Based on another question, Tosva says, V'omeri, Tadavka begittin yesh lachish l'shalom malchus, Shemakpidin lefishu davar gadol, Shemafridin ish beishto. Right, but it could be by other shtaros, right? They're not as important, and therefore it's not as much of an issue to show them chashivus in those shtaros. Says the Gemara, U'bishim shalom malchus, Tesei v'avlan mamzer, Bishim shalom malchus, we're going to say the Vlad is a mamzer. Right, that's what he said. The Vlad Mamzer Bizeh Mizeh. The Gemara says, "In yes, as we had earlier, Remeir LeTaimei Damer Rav Avnuna Mishmei DeUla Amar Haya Remeir Kol Mishana Mi Madbeya Shetavu Chachamim Begitin Havlan Mamzer." So that is the Rabbi Meir Shita. If you remember, we discussed back on Daf Hey that the Pnei Yeshua discusses on Daf Pei. Now we're up to that Pnei Yeshua. Rov Rishonim, most Mefarshim assume that this is Remeir's a Din Derabanan. It's Mamzer Derabanan. Right, that's the whole problem. The Pnei Yeshua has a big chiddush here. It's really on Ayin Tesma Beis, on the Mishnah. He says it's Mamzer is Daraisa. Because once the Rabbanan told me to do it in this way, if the Edom don't follow what they're supposed to do, then there's Bittul HaShlichus. And then they were never aided, they were never Shlichim to write the get. Because the husband, even if the husband's not Makbid, but the husband wants to have the Gerushin Kedasu Kedin. By Gerushin, we say Kedas Moshe Yisrael, not just by Kedushin. And therefore says the Pnei Yeshua in a big Chiddush, he thinks, Nimsa de Rabbi Meir, Ikala Meimra, the Psalmi da Raisa, Tekiva Shashina mi Madbeya, over al Tzivu Yabau, Shetziva Lichtov Gekasher, Venizbatel Hashlichus. Va'od, the Sof Sofa Edim, Shinu, Vachasma, Gepasel, Veloasa Shlichusan. Unbelievable Chiddush. Again, Pashas is that it's Drabanan, but the Pnei Yeshua here has that Chiddush. Lashon Malchus Yavan. So not only if you wrote it to Rome, you wrote it to Madai and Yavan is also no good. Vitzricha. And you need both of those, you need all of these halachas of Rome, Madai, and Yavan. De'i, Ashmin, and Malchus Sheina Hogenes, if you only wrote Rome, Ishum de Malicha. You know why there? Because Malchus Rome was existent at the time, and therefore the local government would be jealous, and would be makbid that you wrote the wrong one. Ava Malchus Madai, Umalchus Yavan, Maidava Avi, but those that didn't exist anymore, right, Rome conquered Greece. So Madai and Yavan, they're not around anymore. So the local government is not going to be machmed about it because you wrote one that it doesn't exist anymore. My Dava Havi. We'll mention the comment, but let's continue. Yes, being a Malchus, Vadei Malchus Yavan, we should the Malchus Havi. Maybe there they would be Makfid because it's at least a government. Of a Binyan Abayis, my Dava Havi. But Binyan Beis HaMikdash, right? They don't care about that. There is no more Beis HaMikdash. Yes, being a Binyan Abayis, the army Kamid Kari Shivchayu. Maybe that's a problem because they would say, oh, the Jews are remembering their glorious times. Avo Churban Abayis, the Tsarahu, Emalo. Maybe that's a good thing, and they wouldn't be makbid tzricha. That's why in all these cases we say, no, the din of Shalom Malchus has to be the dating to the local government. Malchus Made, Malchus Yavan, as the Gemara says, my dahava havi. Right, got to quote the great line from Mark Twain. Mark Twain said, the greatest raya that there is a God are the Jews. Right, many other governments are throughout history, my dahava havi. The Jews aren't my dahava havi. The Jews are David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kaya. Right? The opposites of Mai Dahava Hava about every Malchus over the past 2,000 years, they have Mai Dahava Hava. The Babylonians and the Germans and the Spaniards and whatever oppressors that we have had. Mai Dahava Hava. And we say David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kaya. That's today's Musar. Okay, continue. Two dots. Haya b'mizrav, akasa b'mayrav. If you write the wrong place. Man. Who? Which place? The place of who? Ilema Baal, the wrong place of the husband. Hainu Shina Shmo Vishma Shemiro Vishemira. It's the same thing. That is the shame. So what does the Mishnah mean when you say Shemiro Vishemira? Right? How does that relate to the earlier mistake of Mizrach and Mayrif? So Elalav Sofer. It must be the Sofer wrote the wrong place where he is. Kita Amaluhu Rav Lasafre, Vichin Amaluhu Rav Huna Lasafre, Kiasvisu Bishili, Ksuvu Bishili. Viabagav de Mimshu and Lechumili Bihini. Don't write where the husband told you to write the get. Write where you are writing the get. Right? Kiyavichesvu Bihini, Ksuvu Bihini, Viabagav de Mimshu and Lechumili Bishili. Again, don't write where the husband told you to do it. Only write where you are writing the get. Why? The Tosas Rid. We haven't mentioned a Tosas Rid in a long time. The third wide line of the Tosas Rid says why? Because a get requires Eidus. And Eidus, part of the definition of Eidus, is Eidus She'ata Yachol LaHazima. Eidus that you could disprove based on saying the Eidim were there, Imanu HaYisem. So if you don't write the place where the get was written, so then that would be a problem. It would be Eidus She'ata Yachol LaHazima. And that's why it goes by that place. Right? That's what the Tosas Rid says. V'pshinu v'kasvu shebehinu nechtav hu pasul. Why shalama kosin amakom begitin o b'shtaris kadesh tira edus shetira eh edus shato yachol azima shazam ituli b'zvanu b'makom v'chalei the she'iyat yachol azima kaimalon delo shma edus says the Tosfos Rit. Good. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Last line. Zu divrei Rabbi Meir. This is all going according to Rabbi Meir that the get is nifsal because of shalom malchus. If you write the wrong one, avach chachamim omrim afilu lo kasar lo shem santer shebeir. Even if you only write it based on the santer, some type of clerk, some type of lower level government agent, right? He's, you know, the clerk to the fourth year of the clerks working in our community, right? So the Chacham say that's okay too. Harizimugureshes says the Gemara, Hugi tatavi kasev bei l'shem istandara de bashkar. You wrote it to the governor. Shalcha Rav Nachman Barav Chizda Lekame Derava. Derava. Ki Agav Namai. You didn't write it to the ultimate monarch. You wrote it to the local government. Is that good enough? Shalach Lei Baha Afilir Meir Modi. Now, Meir would agree that that's okay. Why? My Taima. Me Osa Malchusu. Because that governor was appointed by the higher ups, and therefore that wouldn't be a problem. My Shnami Santa Shabir. So what's wrong with the clerk? Right, what's wrong with the lower level? Where I said, no, Hasam Zilu Humilsa. That's a busha. Right? You write such a low level appointee. Right? You write the person who collects the votes at the voting station. Right? How long they've been working there? No. You write a governor, somebody appointed. Hakha Shvichulu Humilsa. So the governor is okay. Amar Biyaba Amar Avuna Amar Rav. So beforehand we had Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Now we have Rav. Zu Devarabi Meir. This is all Rabbi Meir. Avachachamim Omrim, Havlad Kasher. The Vlad is Kasher, right, in all the cases of Shalom Malchus. Umodim Chachamim L'Rabbi Meir, but they agree in the other part of the Mishnah, Shem Shina Shmo Vishma Vishem Yiro Vishem Yirash, Havlak Mamzer. Right, that's worse. That's worse if you have a more serious problem with the get. Amar Avashi Avanan Amitanina. Right, we also understand the this chilek. Who says that last statement? Haman Katani La. In our Mishnah, who says the second half of our Mishnah? Ilemi Rabbi Meir. If it's all Rabbi Meir's opinion, La Arvinu Valisninu. Right? If it's only Rabbi Meir in our Mishnah, so then why don't you just put everything together in the Mishnah? All the Tetzim Mizeo Mizes. Why do you separate the first part of the Mishnah and the second part? It must be that the Rabbanan argue on the first half of the Mishnah, on the Shalom Malchus, and they agree in the second half. And that's why it's separated, because it reflects a different opinion. Period. The Mishnah said that any of the Arayos that, right, getting to other cases, the Tetzim Mizeo Mizeh, you have Tsaras Erva. Saras Erva, you have Reuven's married to Shimon's daughter, so when Shimon dies, they all go, they go out without any Yibam or Chalitza. Then you find out that she was an islandess. So, Tesa Mizeo Mizeh. Says the, and the Mishnah's Lashon was, if they married somebody, they went and married someone else, Vinisu. So the Gemara's Bedayik, is that specific? Nisu in Zinulo. Only if they married someone else do we say this is the halacha. But zinu, but if they didn't get married, they were just mezaneh, so then there wouldn't be any iser to do yibam now to one of the others. Rashi, zinu lo, eina asura lehisyabeim, denisu chamur, shema yomru chalatz la v'nisleis v'chazer lakonsa, mishin is garsha. If you get married in between, that could lead to problems of what people would think, to come back and now do yibam. But just nus wouldn't. So leimet evi tiyufta to Rav Hamnuna, and that would be a problem with Rav Hamnuna's shita. To Amar Rav Hamnuna, shmeres yavim shezinsa surely yavama. Rav Hamnuna says that the zikal yibum is kind of like a quasi marriage already, and therefore he holds a shmeres yavim that's mizane. She's asura to do yibum. See, if that diak is correct from our Mishnah is against Rav Hamnuna. So Gemara says lo. It could be there's no diak nisu v'hu adin lezino. The same halacha would apply. Tetzim Mizeh Mizeh would apply even by Znus. No, it's just doing that because that's what we assume happened. We're not choshesh that someone was Mizana. V'ikad Amri, and some have the exact opposite. Nisu v'hu adin lezino. Lema Messiah le'er Rav Hamnuna. If you say it's Lav Dafka, then it's a riot to Rav Hamnuna. Davar Rav Hamnuna shereis yavim shezin sasur lo yivama. And we answer to that, lo nisudafka mishum de michlafa beisha shalach bailam dinas hayam. Maybe only nisudafka, because that's where if you have a marriage in between, then that could be confusing where if you would let her do yibam. But just nus in between, you would not have a problem. Fine. Just the last little section for today. Hakone says, yivimta vachulu, vitzricha. The Mishnah quoted three cases of teitzeh mizeh mizeh. The first case where a woman was at tsaras erva, and then it came out that the erva was an islandess. Then the case of chalitza was done. And then it comes out that yibam was done. Yibam was done, and it came out that she was an islandess. What do you need both of those cases for? And in both cases, you say teitzim mizeh mizeh. By the tsaras erva case and by the yibam case. Says the Gemara v'tzricha. If you only had the case of tsaras erva, the first one, mishum delo ikaye mitzvahs yibam. Maybe there we will say have this chumrah because it comes out there was no mitzvah of yibam dam, right? It wasn't saras erva. There was an unfulfilled mitzvah of yibam, and that's why we have these serious ramifications. Aval hacha di ikayim mitzvah yibam emalo. But in the second case where mitzvah yibam was mikuyam, it was mikuyam. She thought it was mikuyam before it was an islandess. So maybe there we don't falter as much. In the first case, nobody did anything because it was Saras Erva. But here, they thought Mitzvah Yibam was fulfilled, so maybe we wouldn't punish them as much. And if you only have the second case, Bishum de Karamye Kameh. Because there is a Chiyav to each and every one. And went unfulfilled. Aval Hasam de la Ramye Kameh. But over there, where there was a Saras Erva, they think there's no even Zika at all. So maybe you can't fault them. And therefore, it's Tzricha. That's why you need the Halacha in both cases. The Gemara here calls Mitzvahs Yibam. As we know, Yibam is a mitzvah, but it's also interesting whether it's a mitzvah or it's more of a kinyan. There is a fascinating line in the Minchas Chinuch. We have mentioned this before. The Minchas Chinuch discusses what happened. We know the first Mishnah in Perek HaBal Yevimto, Bein Ba'ones, Bein Mishogein, Bein Ba'ones, no matter what, you do a mitzvah, Maisa Biyah, it works. It's Hare, they're married. But suggest the Minchas Chinuch, we know mitzvahs ain't Shrichas Kavana, but sometimes mitzvahs Shrichas Kavana. Is it possible that the Yibum worked for the marriage, but he was not Yotze the mitzvah of Yibum? He was koneher, because that's the halacha of Yibam, but maybe he didn't do the mitzvah. If you say Yibam is not just a kinyan, but it's a mitzvah, that's his amazing suggestion in mitzvah Tav Kuf Tzadi Ches. Efshar, nehi dekana oso v'havi ishto, mikol mako mitzvahs Hashem yisparach lo kiyem, ki tzarech kavana latzeis, v'naf gamina, dechovas ha-mitzvah mutelas ala v'lo yigarsha tekef, ad sheyavo aleha l'shei mitzvah v'yikayim ha-mitzvah. Maybe he hasn't fulfilled the mitzvah of Yibam yet, and he wouldn't be able to divorce her unless he does it b'kavana. An amazing suggestion to be mechali between the mitzvah of Yibam and the kinyan of Yibam. But the Gemara takes the mitzvah of Yibam very seriously. Just to mention one other source, and then we'll stop. If you remember the Gemara in Yevamos on Daf Samach Beis, the Gemara says it's a good idea to marry your niece. Right, it's a good idea to marry your niece. Right, we don't do that bizman hazeh too much. If you the chassid said it's not a good idea, but to marry your niece. But the Gemara's lashon isn't just your niece; it's bas achoso, to marry the daughter of your sister. Right, an uncle can marry a niece, an aunt is allowed to marry a nephew. That's an issur d'oraisa. But an uncle can marry a niece, but dafka says bas achoso. Why dafka bas achoso? Why not bas achiv? Why dafka the daughter of the sister and not the brother? So the Rashbam says it's the same. Just had to pick one. But the other Rishonim are medayik. No, the Rashi says, bas achoso, because a person is more emotionally connected to his sister than to his brother. That's Rashi. And therefore, you'll be more connected to your sister's daughter than to your brother's daughter. Okay, that's Rashi. Others say that the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes two deis. Number one, well, as we know, when you want to know about a girl, you look at her father's brothers. Right, that's the right, yeah, by Elisheva Bas Aminadav, right? Anosias Bas Achoso, Lefishi Bas Gilo, Kedamrinan, Rov Banim, Holchena, I'm sorry, the mother's brothers, Achei Ha'em, right, the mother's brothers. And therefore here, that's the, if you want to, they're going to be more connected. They're going to be more alike, as the Gemara says, you look after Achei Ha'em, that we learned from Elisheva Bas Aminadav. But then he quotes, the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes an unbelievable halacha. He says, maybe it's better to do the sister's daughter, not the brother's daughter, because what's going to happen in the case if he dies, there's not going to be any Yibam possible if it's the daughter of the brother. You have to be, you're being mafkia mitzvah Yibam. Mafkia mitzvah Yibam. Nobody died. You're hoping nobody dies. But that's what the Tosfos Yeshanim says. If you have a choice, v'lo mi bas achiv da'asi lafkia mitzvah Yibam. Unbelievable line is printed on Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. Again, it shows that there's the idea of a mitzvah here and not just a kinyan. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Mr. Hashem, we will continue with halachis of Get as we continue here our march on the last full blot in the eighth parak. And Mr. Hashem, in 2 days we pick up with the last parak of Maseches Gittin. Okay, we'll stop here.